After being asked how she identifies, Bertrand explained that's not the question she most frequently gets.
I've never gotten asked that question because people just ask you, like, where are you from? Like, that is the first question that I always get. And then I always say, well, I'm from Queens, and I'm from Astoria, and I'm from New York. So that's where I feel I'm from, but I identify myself as a Latina in the U.S., trying to, you know, make it and help my community in here and make a change. So I think that is the most satisfying thing, making a change and not just sitting around and like complaining about life or whatever it is. Because I think for Latinos, it's always a struggle. In one way or another, we always have to work twice as hard. And we do it. We just do it, and we just go on and eat delicious food on the way. Yeah, so that's a really good satisfaction to be Latino.
Maybe more people ask you that here, you think?
Yeah, I guess in New York, you just ask, like, what's your ethnicity? Because everybody's from a different place, and you know that everyone is from New York in one way or another. Like, you could be there for a week or a day, and you're now from New York. So, yeah, when I came to Columbus, and I didn't see that diversity that I was used to growing up, like, you know, all my friends are from all over the place, and I'm very aware of all these different cultures. It was a big change, but it wasn't bad. I think, you know, raising our voices and educating our community and educating the people that are around us is really, really important, because a lot of the times people don't do it out of a bad place. I feel they just do it because they're not used to it. Yeah, it comes with the territory, but I mean, it's a trade-off. So I don't complain. I just like go for it. And I'm like, we have great music and we have great food and like a really, really great knit, like close family culture, and a whole community is really close. So I'll take it any day to be Latino. And we have like awesome skin that's always tan. So can't complain about that either, especially in the winter. Columbus winters. Can't complain.
Thanks again for joining Dímelo Columbus, and check in again next week for more from Columbus's Latino community. Yeah.